Call this special meeting of the Unalaska City Council to order at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Councilman Longo to read the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life throughout through excellence stewardship of government.
Thank you, Councilman Longo. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Goldman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Longo?
Here.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. Councilman Bell and Councilman Nicholson are excused. Let's see, we do have a quorum. Please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you very much. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda, please?
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman and second by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objections, the agenda is adopted. At this time, it's for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. 3 minutes. Thank you.
Good evening. Catherine McGlashan, Unalaska Visitors Bureau. I just wanted to give you an update on our cruise ship season closing. We had a total of 20 cruise ships come into our port. Two canceled, and four cruise ships anchored out in the bay. Next year, we have 21 already scheduled. And we also hosted six state ferries, the Testamina came in. So with all of that, estimated revenue is over $270,000 with the venues that we took them to. And it doesn't even account for the stores or the restaurants or the art that they purchased. So I think we had a pretty successful year. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good job. Look forward to more ships next year.
Hi, I'm Lynn Crane. I'm speaking on behalf of APIA right now, or I'm just reminding you of some APIA things. They have the Community Action Group on the second Monday at 5 p.m. at the library. The next one is November 13th, which is next Monday. And there's going to be folks conferencing in or Zooming in from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. And they're going to be talking about some of the more serious mental health situations that we have to deal with here in town and maybe some options for dealing with them. I'm not in charge of any of this. I'm just passing this along because I thought you might find it interesting. We know in every event we have and every event APIA has, when we ask people what they're talking about, I know at the school strategic planning session, the issue of mental health comes up over and over and over and over again. So I really hope that some city council folks will participate in this meeting next Monday. If you'd like to be emailed, just let me know. I can forward you an invite. There's also tomorrow night, I can't remember exactly what they're calling it, but the state is organizing an online behavioral health, youth and behavioral health roadmap listening session that's going to be, maybe it's not the state, maybe it's the Alaska, my brain is going right now. Anyway, that's tomorrow night at 6. People from all over the state are going to be participating. It's all online. And a group of us will be meeting at the IFHS conference room to participate. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m., Wednesday the 8th. So those are some things I wanted to let you know about. I also wanted to let people know that USAVE is starting to sell tickets for our winter raffle this year. I don't have the piece with me, obviously, but the artwork is a Melissa Higman digital print of a paper cutout piece she did of a giant Pacific octopus. It's very beautiful. It's red. It's beautifully framed by Carolyn Reed. So those tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20. And that's all I have right now. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anyone else who wishes to speak?
Yes, Mayor. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Just bring this flyer up. UCIS is in town, so if and they're doing info pass tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. info pass appointments to answer case-specific questions. So they're going to be doing that at the Office of Custom and Border Protection, 2315 Airport Beach Road, room 205. And applicants without an appointment or walk-ins may receive assistance as their schedule would allow. Again, that's USCIS information sessions. And I just wanted to show the print that Ms. Crane was talking about regarding the winter raffle.
Yeah, very nice. Buy some tickets, 5 for $20. And the city manager and I and city clerk met with the IF agent. What was her name? Is she here?
Amris Heaton.
Yes, sir. It was a good meeting. It talked about the immigration services that are being provided. They haven't been to the community for over 5 years. And one of the reasons is that budget, they've been cut out of the budget, so they have to travel on their own. What money they do get, they get from fees from the applicants. But here in Unalaska, we've got a large group of the people who are filing for citizenship, and they're having to travel to Anchorage, two trips at least. That's very expensive. When you count it all up, if they have a family, you're looking at $5,000 to $10,000. So we encourage them to, and we look for support from the community to encourage them to put Unalaska on their calendar at least once every 2 years, at least, so that we can help these people become U.S. citizens. So anyone out there in entities hearing this, appreciate your support. Contact city clerk and we'll get you information on where to send that letter of support. Thank you. Anyone else on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next is a public comment on agenda items. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. If you don't want to wait until the item comes up for a regular agenda to comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, state your name, and you've got 3 minutes. Anyone wish to speak on agenda items? No one in the city clerk, do you have comments submitted or does anyone on Zoom or phone?
Yes, Mayor. We have Miss Denise Rankin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. My name is Denise Rankin, commenting as a community member. I don't know if it's on the CMMP plan or even I'm sure it's being considered, but please really consider helping the Museum of the Aleutians with an expansion project of the building. They're running out of space. I know that you've probably heard about all of the remains and funeral objects that were taken from our islands and that are being stored in museums across the nation and even on the around the world that are trying to come back to their homes, and the museum is running out of space. So I hope that the city council would help considering expanding the building that the museum is currently in. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next up is the work session. We have a motion and a second to go into a work session, please.
I make a motion to go into a work session.
I second.
Moved by Councilman Tungo, seconded by Councilman Longo. Is there any objections? If not, we are in work session at 6:12 p.m. And the first item is the capital and major maintenance plan process guide. At this time, I'll turn it over to City Manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Council members. At this time, about every year is when we bring this matter before you. If you recall, a few years ago, we overhauled the process internally, how we prepare and take in nominations and then present them to you. We try to keep that to look as similar as it had been. One of the things that we added was updating the process guide, and we do that every year. From this point forward, we include the calendar, the budget, how we're going to proceed. And different this year is the discussion that we've had with council a couple of times before during this process. And now with the council directive, we undertook the drafting a change to enable the Q Tribe to apply for or be eligible for funds for the Q Camp. It's been funded every year. It seemed to be something that council wanted to do. And so before you tonight also is a resolution that will officially change that if you so decide. And with that, Cameron is here to present the process for us this year. And Cameron.
Oh, thank you, Mayor, Council. So like Bill said, this is the process guide that we present to you every year for the CMMP. This is the FY25-34 CMMP. It code requires us to do a capital improvement plan for 5 years. We started doing a 10-year CMMP instead. This is the fourth year doing that because we found with the five-year plan, we weren't able to plot out projects as long-term as we needed to. We were moving them around a lot, knowing their priority, and just continuously pushing them back. So we switched to a 10-year plan to make that a little more stable and consistent year to year. The process guide in your packet, some of it's for staff. So there's two areas in it I want to focus on. The first is the budget calendar that starts on page 13. We developed this because the CMMP interacts with every city department in some way. We developed this in tandem with the finance department and their budget calendar. The items in blue are things the city council is involved in. So we have the meeting today. We'll have a ranking meeting later in November that I'll talk about in a sec. And then moving on to next year, we'll be presenting the initial nominations and project prioritizations to you in January with drafts of the CMMP coming in March and April, and then final approval of the budget will be in May. So pretty similar schedule to what we've done previous years. We've tweaked it a little bit just based on our experience running this next couple of years, but overall it should look really familiar from previous years. The ranking is something that we've done for a couple years now. And that starts on page 22 in the packet. This is the part where we ask you to do a little bit of homework. So we rank all the new nominations on the CMMP in 8 different categories. And you can see kind of what those consist of in the packet, but things like presence on a plan or the comprehensive plan, whether it's contributing to like infrastructure, public safety, regulatory compliance, impact on the operating budget, all those different factors. But we balance those based on your preferences. So we'll ask you to each fill out a sheet that identifies what your preferences are, what those categories that are most important to you. And then we'll take that, combine all your scores together, do some math, and then present to you at the last meeting in this month, kind of a weighted categories for all of those that take all of your preferences into account. There's two other areas that we do look at. Besides that, whether it's the project's been identified as a legislative priority, and then how long it's been on the CMMP, how far out people are planning, because we're trying to encourage more long-term planning through this process. So this hasn't really changed a lot from previous years, but I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them about the process.
Councilman Coleman.
So here's my deal. Where in this, I understand they're all tied, right? Because it's hard to put together a budget when you don't know what has been approved for CMMPs, but it's hard to approve a budget, I mean, when you don't know what the CMMPs are. I mean, like, so it's hard to approve CMMPs when it's based on a budget that you don't know about yet. So where in this lineup would we see the first a semblance of any kind of a budget? It only shows here you got the final budget reading in May. Is there when can I expect to see the budget?
So we'll have the budget goals and revenue projections in February and March.
The budget goals, those are the goals that we set. I understand that. But when can I expect to see a first draft of the budget?
Well, if I'll jump in, this is Cameron's first year doing this. That is something that we develop in tandem with the finance department and you all with your goals. So, budget goals and revenue projections occur in February. We're certainly not going to be able to do anything before then. So that doesn't really leave us a lot of time in between.
Okay, well, that's fine. It just the way it was. I mean, we set the goals, and that's when it in February. Mm-hmm. So you don't come up with the budget because you don't have the goals yet. So I would think it would be after February sometime. Possibly in March, but it's not, I don't see it on here anyway. So it just kind of, I understand they're intertwined, but it's nice to, it's hard to put things in perspective when you don't know what your perspective is. So sometimes it feels like you're putting the cart before the horse, what comes first, the egg or the chicken kind of thing. So sorry, it's just something that I deal with every time we go through this. I was just kind of getting an idea. We might see a first draft of the budget, obviously be after the goals. We've set that and the projections and the fish shares and all that kind of good stuff. So when a good idea, we might see that. So it kind of puts things in
perspective. The first reading of the budget would be on May 14th. And that's going to be after you've approved the CMMP. Part of the CMMP is going to have the amounts that we come up with as a team as to what can be afforded and how it will be funded. That'll include grants, it'll have city funds and other funds, but it isn't something that we can just give you a number without going through all the steps. And that's why the final first reading is after you guys have said yes or no to CMMP projects before we put it into the final budget.
I think in the past we've had discussion when we've had numerous helpers in the past. I think what you're looking for is what we think we're going to have available, like what the projections are going to be. So we can probably insert here, based on what information we have after the goals, to come up with at least a preliminary forecast of what we think we're looking at.
I would like to see a first preliminary type of draft. I understand it's all changes.
Sure.
But I'd like to see where our project, where we're at after all our goals are set and then before we really get into the nuts and bolts of our CMMP more. So, because it makes a difference to me on what projects I feel like we need to move forward with and not, also based off our projections.
It's understandable.
Councilman Luby and then Councilman Vice Council.
So I agree with Sherry from what she's saying. We need to kind of see the overall picture because if there's, there might be some things that we might not really say, we don't really need this in the CMMP this year. Maybe we push it out a year because we're going to have these other expenses that we, you guys have hired there's more positions filled. So we're probably not looking at the savings that we've been seeing over the years as well. And so it would be nice to just kind of see what are we looking at overall. And I've kind of struggled with the same thing. And so if it come the end of the budget season, where the only thing we have to adjust is the property tax rate, the mill rate, right? So without knowing kind of everything, we don't know what we're looking at. And that's one of the things that I kind of struggled with last year too. We didn't have all the whole picture to kind of look at when we're looking at all the different pieces. So, and I know it's hard to put them all together, but if we had some sort of a semblance of an idea, it would be kind of nice.
Let me discuss it with our team and see what we're confident in doing and when, and see if we can address that.
Okay. And then the other, I think our revenues we were getting in January before. It seems like it was January. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like the process is starting a little bit late in the year. And then by the time we get to, you know, the grants, that's another big piece of it. How do we know if we have the money to afford to give money to grants if we don't see the projections for everything else? So I guess, yeah, there's three pieces that kind of go hand in hand.
There, so. The grants are basically based on that 5-year average formula, et cetera. So we have historical data, at least one number we know. You know, now whether or not however we feel comfortable and what the collections are to do that is the second question.
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Tungo.
Yeah, as I understand this, this is just a planning for the next 10 years. Anything goes in there that we rank, if we can't afford it, we can always drop it down or move it. So this is just a planning. So what we can concentrate on what we want to get done this coming next 10 years. It don't mean we got to do it once we put it in there. It got to be a portable for us and the grant that got to come. But we can put it in there. That don't mean we're committed in doing it. It's just a matter if we can afford it that time when we put it there or not. We always move project. We don't afford it and move them different year all the time. But having this ranking will help the crew in there to put together what we want to do. I think when it comes to time when the budget and the money is available, then we can always move around stuff that we don't really think we don't need, and we got to go with the priority. I think that's what we try to intend to do on this one. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. We routinely move projects that are later in the CMMP around as, you know, conditions change. When you're approving the CMMP come April, May, you're committing to that next fiscal year of funding. Everything else is changeable. The prioritization, it's a tool that we can use to help rank those projects and figure out how scheduling will work with them. I mean, obviously there's a lot of other constraints that we might have to work around with that, but it definitely helps us, especially new projects that are being nominated, decide when they should be done.
City Manager Bill.
Yeah, we do this ranking. We've been doing it for a couple of years now, and sometimes to more degrees of success than others from your participation. But what you're looking for is it's important, because if we do want to really implement, and we're setting this up so that if there are close, our budget is not what we have available to do a lot of these, we will deploy this priority ranking system. It hasn't really worked that way. We've been setting it up that way so that it's something else. We don't just suddenly move a project. So that's why it is important for you to fill those out and see the results. We haven't really used that. If you remember, it's almost we're still looking at the same time of what money we have, and we want this project because it's a priority or we need it. You know, other communities don't have the kind of funds that we have, and they've been doing these priorities. And frankly, I don't want to have a point where we don't want to pit public safety and our infrastructure needs against other kinds of needs without, you know, we've demonstrated up front what our priorities are and what you all really believe, so that it's not a random kind of an exercise, and it's something we want to have as a stopgap measure. So it really does come back, you know, if we're going to continue to tighten up how we approve things, that's something that we really need to do. So I really hope you'll take the time. And I know, Councilman Longo, it's your first year, but every year it's something you don't normally do. And I'm happy to have you talk to myself or the planning staff so they can help explain it further how it works. But it really isn't a grow. We're not just asking for your opinion. So.
Okay, thank you. I understand what Councilman Coleman is getting to, but in order for the city to determine, and was mentioned, taxes, the tax rate, mill rate, you have to have a handle on where you are in your budget and your CNMP, and also be able to move those different entities in the community grant applications through a process. And in order to get that, that's all part of the budget building process you don't get to until April and May. I know it seems like a little bit backwards, but that's kind of the way municipalities operate. They don't operate the same as a business in many ways. They operate on the people's money, and there's a different process for that. Page, I don't know what page this is I was looking at here, but there's the budget calendars from 11-1 to 12-22, and all discusses exactly what I talked about, collecting planning commission, the CMMP category ranking, community grant applications, then a meeting with the directors, and then all projects and rolling stock drafts ranking. Are due to the planning session, and CMMP first draft is on 12-22-23. Then you get to start working on the budget. At that point, finance will have something to work with. How much, what projects we got going, how much it's going to cost. Any question? Okay, any further questions? Comments, and we are in the middle of discussion. No decision is being made tonight, but there is a review. Councilman Tungle.
So when do you expect us to turn in this? Is there a certain time you guys want us to turn in this?
If you'd like to turn them in maybe by the end of next week. If that's reasonable, that would be great. We just need to get everything prepared for the 11-28 council meeting.
So, if I may, if you see that's on November 28th, so we'd want to have it in time to turn our staff, you know, analysis around and give you guys, just instead of a handwritten sheet, what the scores are. So it's probably best to get it to us by the Friday, at least the Thursday before your council meeting. That date is.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments you want to make on the CNMP? After you've heard our discussions, anything you want to correct?
Nothing else from us. We're just presenting the process.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Does anyone present wish to speak? They have 3 minutes per person. City Clerk, have we any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Without further discussion on this matter at this time, I request a motion and a second to return to regular session.
Move to go back to regular session.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Tungle. Is there any objection to go into regular session? Hearing none, we are in regular session. 6:30 p.m. We're now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with city clerk. Has anyone signed up? No.
No, sir.
Okay. We're back in the first item on the regular agenda is a canvas report and certification of a runoff election results. May I have a motion and a second to approve the certification of the runoff election results as presented by the canvas committee?
I move to certify the results of the October 30th, 2023 runoff election as presented by the election board and the canvas committee.
I second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Longo. Yeah, I'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Yes, thank you. So that is the purpose we're having this meeting, to comply with code. We had a special election the week before, and the memo before you was presented or prepared by our city clerk, and the information was derived from the recent election for the school board runoff. If you have any questions about those results, we're happy to answer them.
Any questions on the results or certification by the election board, canvas committee? Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion. The motion is to certify the runoff election result as presented by the canvas committee. Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
And a roll call vote of 4 yeses and 0 nays. With this vote, this council has certified the runoff election result as presented. Item B is Resolution 2023-42, adopting revised guidelines for community support program. We have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2023-42.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-42.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to City Manager.
Thank you again, Mayor and City Council. So this is the other matter that I referred to. It's sort of hand in hand with the CMMP process guide, and this is the eligibility requirements. And it, again, this proposed amendment, which if you can turn your attention to your council packet, page 39, it has that language, and you can see paragraph by paragraph, they're the same, except we're adding language that makes the Camp Q eligible for our community support program funds.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, council discussion at this time? Comments? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for bringing this well ahead of the grant process, because it's been an issue, you know. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. And Councilman Coleman?
Yes, this has been, I've actually been thinking this after that last go around, thinking we needed to bring something forward well in advance of the deadline for the community grants application process. Some of the wording I kind of had thought about originally was, you know, maybe not just specific to nonprofit, you know, 501c3, but to say, you know, secular nonprofits, you know, some kind of wording or language that would, you know, allow the Q tribe to be able to be eligible to apply for it. But, you know, then in retrospect, you kind of think about, well, we've required other groups that wanted to do it to do the 501c3. We've asked Chief Tribe Culture Camp to be able to apply for that. But there was some, I don't know the specifics for that, but I'm assuming there was some legit, some regulatory language on that that didn't allow them to actually pursue that avenue. Since historically we have, and normally I don't like to put language in that is really specific to a particular group organization when you spell it out, but we have historically for many years overlooked that and have included them. So kind of by precedence, they've always been just, you know, even though in our guidelines, it says that they shouldn't have been admitted, they had been. And so it's really hard to overlook that. So I don't, unless I hear otherwise, I feel like this is a reasonable way to go about putting them back into the community grant program where I think they really should have belonged in the first place. So I think the language here will settle that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Any further discussion on the resolution? Okay, thank you. Let's see, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir, no one signed up.
I'll restate the motion adopting Resolution 2023-42, Guidelines for Community Support Program. Request a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 4 yeses and 0 nays, Resolution 2023-42 has been adopted. Our next item is Item C, Travel Approval for North Pacific Fisheries Management Council in Anchorage, Alaska, December 7th to the 12th of 2023. This time we need to determine who will travel to this meeting.
Move to approve travel for up to 3 council and the mayor to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting December 7th through the 12th, 2023.
A second.
Been moved by Councilman Coleman to authorize the city mayor and the mayor and up to three councilmen to attend a North Pacific Council meeting on December 7th through the 12th, seconded by Councilman Tungle. We have a roll call vote, please. Councilman Tungle.
Put that in there.
I won't be able to make it a little short time that it works, so I pass on this one.
Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I think that's going to interfere. I'm going to be going to the Washington, D.C. trip, so that kind of overlaps that trip. So I won't be available for this one either.
Thank you. Councilman Longo?
I won't be able to make this one either due to scheduling.
Thank you. Councilman Coleman?
I'll be in town for AML. Already. So, I mean, depending on the schedule and depending on what possibly sessions they've got going on, I could probably, you know, the critical ones run over there. I'm probably going to be there for the city. So, unless you're going to give me double per diem, I'm just kidding. But only for those certain dates. Yes, then I go to DC.
Oh, thank you. I myself won't be available either for that North Pacific, but I did contact Mr. Kelty, our fishing consultant. I have a couple items on the agenda that he's concerned about, but it should not be a big problem to get by. He's going to be out there for the meeting. Okay. Have any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote. Or is it? No, it isn't.
Are we sending it?
I think we could just go forward with the motion. I don't think so. We have to name anybody, but something is still available. If, you know, it's just a matter of
registration.
Registration.
Who would like to go?
Yeah, so I don't
think going ahead with the motion to authorize the mayor and up to three councilmen is a good thing, because at some point down the road, there's a big riot in Washington, D.C. or somewhere along the road. We may cancel even going down there, so.
Okay, that would be a good thing.
So we need to keep our option open.
Okay.
I think so. Thanks. Any further discussion? Hearing that, I'll need a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you very much. On a roll call vote of 4-0, approved for North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting on December 7th to the 12th for the mayor and up to three councilmen has been approved. The council directives to the city manager. Are there any? And if there are, there need to be a motion and a second. Hearing none. Having completed all items on the agenda, we are now adjourned at 6:43 p.m. Thank you very much. Thank you, Unalaska.